This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Atlanta United looking to keep the winning ways going. They're heading up I-85 to take on Charlotte FC. Kickoff today at 2 o'clock. Pre-game with Abe Gordon starting here on the station at 1 o'clock. And to talk a little bit more about this game happening just up the road, joining us from Charlotte, Mr. Jason Longshore. I hear it's a beautiful day up there, Jason. How you doing, buddy?
It is a beautiful day. I'm doing good. It's always a easy trip up here to Charlotte. I know a lot of fans are probably listening as they're making the drive up I-85, expecting a lot of red, black, and gold in the stands in what's going to be a really big crowd at Bank of America Stadium today.
Yeah, I've heard it's they're expecting upwards of 60,000 people. And I look, it's wonderful for the sport. They can stay away from our records and everything like that as far as attendance goes. But I think it's ultimately good for Major League Soccer. But look, you're up there in the Queen City, but the crown jewel from last season, Zaha. How does this team look to neutralize him in the wake of all these injuries at the fullback position?
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, I think it's interesting with Wilfred Zaha, the big new signing for Charlotte FC. you know, a little bit of a pivot from Charlotte FC, actually, because they were chasing, you know, last summer and then early in the offseason, they were chasing one Miguel Almiron, who came to Atlanta. And it's a pretty good pivot when you can go get Wilfred Zaha, and he's going to be a factor for them this season. The thing is, today, there's some question marks about how much he's going to be able to play. He didn't play in the opener. He was back in London. He came over from Crystal Palace, a London-based club, and his wife had their first child. So that, I think, believes that happened on Wednesday. So he was back in Charlotte on Thursday and got an afternoon session in, trained yesterday with the team, but Friday training sessions before a Saturday game are generally pretty light. So he's been assessed. They'll have an idea of how long he can go. My hunch is if he can play 45, I think they start him in their home opener and get him to halftime and then see where he's at. If they're not confident that he can play 45, I think it's probably a 60th minute kind of sub in the second half to be able to give you what he can. Atlanta's just going to have to deal with it. You can't overcommit to somebody like him or Patrick Adjiman, another really good player for the Charlotte team. You know, you don't want to give up 1v1 situations in other parts of the field to overcommit to one of these guys. You've got to be organized, and I think that's the biggest thing that I want to see jump from game one to game two. Better communication in the back, better organization in the back. The first goal, I feel like everybody kind of got pulled out of their positions. And if this team does that, they'll be fine because they're going to put so much pressure on opponents on the other end of the field that you're going to disrupt them and take them out of their game. Lean in on that. That's the strength. Just be organized defensively. Be better organized and be better positionally.
Spending time on the waitforit.com online this morning. Always great to spend some time with Jason Longshue. He is social. You can find him at Longshue. You can find him at Longshue for everything, just everything soccer, but especially for Atlanta United, as he will be on the call with Mike Conti later on this afternoon. Health-wise, how did we make it through last Saturday and this week? Who will be able to go? Who's a question mark for this afternoon?
Well, the problem is you made it through Saturday pretty good, and you got Derek Williams back in the second half of that game. He's in a pretty good spot coming into today with a good week of training, but you lost Ronald Hernandez to an injury, and that fullback position is an issue. So there's questions today. You don't get Brooks Lennon, you don't get Pedro Amador back. They are training, they're getting close. Lennon is, you know, more of a contact situation after the shoulder surgery. So fitness wise, I think Brooks will be in a really good position as soon as he's fully cleared on being able to deal with the rigors and the contact of playing. Amador's getting close, but he's not a full participant in training yet. Matt Edwards, I thought, had a solid day at fullback on the right side. You know, you want to see a little bit more from him going forward, and I think today's game will kind of open that door for him to do that, and hopefully he's comfortable enough to get higher up the field. It'll help the attack. But the left side's a huge question. You know, you have a couple of different options without Hernandez, without Amador. Luis Abram, we've seen him as a left back before. He's typically a center back, started at center back in the last match. He can play left back. He's not, you know, an attack-minded left back when he plays there, but he's got a great left foot, very solid defensively. And you have Dominic Chonqui, who's on a short-term call-up again. This is an Atlanta United 2 player who will be a future homegrown next year on the MLS roster. Just turned 17. He's been with the first team throughout preseason. I watched him closely in the second half of the Atlanta United 2 season last year. And what impressed me so much, if he's called upon today, what impressed me, and Steve Cook, the manager for Atlanta United 2, talked about it consistently, this was a player who just kept rising to the occasion. He gets thrown in. You know how it is when young players get that opportunity. You never know when the door opens. He took it. He kept other players off the field when they came back from injury last year. And every game, it felt like something got added to his ability, to his level, to his confidence, you know, to his understanding of the game. It just felt like every game there was something little that got better. And I saw it again in the offseason when he was playing with the U18 Academy team. he's been very good in preseason. He hasn't played in Major League Soccer, but I think he's done everything to put himself into a position to get the opportunity and to succeed if called upon. But man, doing that, making that debut on the road in front of maybe 60,000 people, that's a big ask if you have to do it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Really?
Yeah, but look, this team, I mean, of course, you talk about the attack, and you go out and make a record signing in Latte Lot. Miguel Almiron, of course, I mean, everyone knows about Miguel, but this team still is trying to build some chemistry. They're early in the season, so it's still plenty of time to do that. But you see the potential of what the attack could look like. But where do you see this potential going, like, as far as the chemistry goes?
Potential? I think it can be the best attack in Major League Soccer.
But like, I'm saying for this weekend.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a process. Like, you know, how fast you get there, I couldn't tell you. I think it's very hard to put timelines on chemistry. This team, or that attacking quartet, let's just start with them. They've got 90 minutes under their belt. You know, you can practice all you want. You don't have a whole lot of extra practice time beyond that either. Let's be clear. But you can practice. It doesn't build chemistry in the same way that games do. So you've got 90 minutes. Pretty good 90 minutes when you get three goals out of that group. Mosquera coming on to give you the third one. But you're in a good spot that I think this is a group. And what I like about especially Miguel and especially Latte Lot, they're two guys who you're going to see free-flowing attacking soccer out of that group, out of that attacking four. And you can include Sleash and Click, you know, and or Fortune in that group. You can, or Muyamba as well. You can look at this, and I think you're going to see a lot of beautiful soccer from the attack. But what I like about Almiron and Latte Lot is these are two guys who can manufacture some goals too, you know, with just straight up speed, with straight up defending high up the field, forcing turnovers, pouncing on rebounds like we saw from Latte Lot, getting onto a set piece like we saw from Latte Lot on the corner. You've got the ability, while you're building the chemistry, to still score goals. I like that this isn't a team that's purely reliant on run of play, free-flowing soccer. They can go and manufacture some as well. You've got the right kind of attacking players who can give you both sides of that.
Spend the time on the waitforit.com hotline with Jason Longshore. Be sure and tune in later today. He and Mike Conte will be on the call up at Charlotte, up in Uptown Charlotte, they like to call it. We got a little chip on the shoulder because those folks kind of stole our attendance record up there. I don't think they've come close to it since, though, have they, Jason?
They do pretty well up here. I'll give Charlotte their flowers on that side of it. But there's some differences in having attendance records and having trophies. And that's a big one
when we
talk about Major League Soccer.
Hey, where are you?
Facts are facts, y'all.
Facts.
Facts. Also today, a good start. I mean, how important is it? I mean, still early in the season, there's some things you want to. Obviously, you like to see a fast start, but then, you know, you're still building your chemistry. Which one is better for this team at this point?
I think on the road, and that's going to be a really interesting element to today, is this team last year, you know, you go through it felt like three or four seasons in one. They really struggled on the road early, and then at the end they were very good on the road, but it was in a very different way than you're going to see this team play in 2025. It was more defensive. It was more conservative because it had to be. That was just the nature of where this team was as they were down the stretch, you know, an underdog kind of roles with the players they had to work with. This is a group now that has the ability to come into people's houses and play their game and not deviate, not get defensive, and really try to play fast. You know, I think that's going to be a hallmark of Ronnie Dyla's Atlanta United is be on the front foot, be aggressive, really aggressive, especially defensively high up the field, and go into people's buildings and take it to them early. And then you can figure it out. And if, you know, you get a little bit tired, which you will in games, you have those waves of momentum and waves of energy. Okay, slow it down, keep the ball a little bit. That's something this team will need to get better at. But, yeah, I'm expecting them to come out and try to play fast. I'm expecting them to try to start fast. And that can be really disruptive when you're the home team in this kind of situation. Go back to last week. Montreal didn't start the game fast. They started the second half fast. And that kind of disrupted everything. And Dylas talked about it this week. You know, it felt like a little bit of a sucker punch to the team. I think it took them some time to kind of get their wits about them, and they did, and they got the 3 points. But when you can be that road team and come in and immediately take it to the home team, especially in front of a big crowd like this, and it starts to get a little silent and starts to feel that murmuring in the building, You can really disrupt games. And I think that's what this Atlanta United team wants to do in 2025.
Finishing up here with Jason Longshore on the WadeFord.com hotline. Ronnie Dyla, obviously brand new head coach, but as far as formational changes and his willingness to be flexible with the way this team presents itself, whether injuries, substitutions, everything else that comes along with it, you do have the injuries at the fullback position. You talked a little bit about how there is some versatility on the backside, but could we see a formation change here just week two?
No, I think it's too early. I don't think you want to go there because – you know, you are still building a game model here. And that's, I think, another element that's, it crosses over to other sports when you think about how teams come in and want to play in their game, in their match. I think it's so early, you don't want to shift formationally just because you're still trying to get used to this, which is going to be a line of four defensively, a double pivot, two defensive midfielders behind a 10, two wingers and a nine. Now, inside the match, we saw it last week, they went to a line of five late and defended with that, and you can do that, and that's different. I think tactical tweaks in game, you'll see some changes. To start games right now, I don't think you need to, and I don't think you really want to either, because you want to get this team comfortable playing in the way that you're asking them to play. And today, you know, if it's Chonqui or Abram at left back, I don't think there's another solution there. I think it's one or the other. They both trained there. They've both played the position. They can play it. You know, obviously they're two different players, and they're different from Hernandez, and they're different from Amador. That's the thing about setting up that formation. We get really hung up on formations when I think it's more about the personnel in those positions. Abram would sit a little bit more, but also be maybe a little more secure defensively than the other options. Chonqui's going to get forward a little bit more. He's faster. He can cover more ground, but he's younger. So maybe defensively you want to make sure you've got a little extra cover for him if he's the guy. So there's adjustments within the shape, depending on who the personnel are. But I think you'd rather be there than change the shape and change the way that you play. So I don't think you deviate. If you have a lead late, maybe you deviate. If you're chasing the game late, yeah, you might go to a second forward. But those are more tactical changes in game rather than structural changes.
Fantastic stuff, Jason. We appreciate it always. You giving us a chance to get caught up and preview the matchup that's coming up later on today. Let's see if we can get that second win. First time on the road in this season for Atlanta United. We're excited because of what happened last week. We want to see the momentum continue. Like you said, everybody's in pretty good shape health-wise. Let's see what we do and go out and get a win today. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. I should have sent in a request musically to play me out, but maybe you can use it coming into the next segment. I'm sure Noel's ready on the ones and twos. Give me a little Uptown by Prince.
Hey.
We are in Uptown Charlotte.
I love it.
There we go. All right. Nice.
All audible. That's what I did.
Uptown L's. Hopefully, that's what we'll be handing Charlotte FC today.
Yes, we'll leave one there. Leave one back. We're taking one up there for him, and we'll just leave it for him. Nice little corner there, so he can see it when we're all done. Jason, thanks so much, man. You guys have a great call today.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, that is Jason Longshore in Charlotte. Coming back, we're gonna wrap things up and get ready to hand off to Abe Gordon. He's up next. Yeah, he's not going to run today. This race today is no biggie. He's going to run tomorrow. We're going to talk about that before we wrap things up on this Saturday morning here on Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.